We are learning Masechtas Chulin, Daf Kuf Chof Aleph Amud Aleph. We are beginning on top of Daf Kuf Chof Aleph Amud Aleph, the second line from the top, V'ha'olol. It said in the Mishnah, around eight things which are mitzdarif to make the Shir Kebeya. Ha'or, V'haroite, V'hakipa, V'ha'olol, V'hatzomis, V'hagidim, V'hakanayim, V'hatavayim. And these things, some of them are Shomer, and some of them are considered tziruf. You could mitzdarf them, you could combine them with oichel because they eat them together with basar. By themselves, they're not considered food, but when you eat together with something else, they're considered food. So we had the ar is the skin, the hide, that's al shomer. The reitiv and the kippah were like different things that come out of the meat, or kippah's tavlin, and that you eat together with the meat, that's why that is considered part of the meat. Now what's the olol? What is exactly the olol? So talk to the Gemara. Va'olol, my olol. What does olol mean? Rav Yochanan Martika. It's this vein, this tendon that's near the shedra and the neck, and it's very thick and it's white and it's very hard, a very hard piece of tendon. That piece is called the olol. It's not really so edible by itself, but it's eaten together with the meat sometimes. Rosh Lakish Amar, olol is an entirely different thing. It's Rosh Lakish Amar Basar Shepotasei Asakin. It's when you flay the skin. When you flay the skin off the basar, the skin off the meat, so then a lot of times a piece of meat gets stuck to the skin. That piece of meat that's stuck to the skin that really was supposed to be thrown out with the ar, that is considered basar, and it can be mitzdurif. It's enough to be, it's not basar by itself, but it's enough that you can combine it with other meats. Since you sometimes eat it together with other meat, therefore, it can combine with meat to make the shear of kebaya. So it's mechalikus what all is. Rav Yochanan says it means this tendon, this vein. And Rosh Lakish says it means the piece of basa that's stuck to the skin. Meisvei, Mnasio Kasha. Pasuk says in Ioiv, it says, V'ulam atem toifle sheker roifei el kulchem. And Rashi explains, what does the Pasuk mean? Ioiv told his friends, you're a bunch of liars. And it's something, lying is something that has no refuah. Just like the olol has no refuah, you have no refuah to your lying. So Bishlam Alamandi Amartika Hayun La Varafuah. If Alal means Amartika means this tendon that's near the spine and the neck, that once it snaps, it's over, it doesn't grow back. Elamandi Mabasar, but it's referring to Basar Shapadasa Sakim, referring to meat that got stuck to the skin, that's barafuhu. Meat regenerates itself. Like Rashi says, Amadul Basam and Achai, Pa'am Shakarishma Kaimunidbak. Sometimes you can stitch back some basa and it grows back. Basa is something that heals. You want to give an example, things something that's not healed, you don't say basa. So it must be all means this vein, this tendon. So to Gemara, you're right. But all of the kra, kuli amalei pligi, everyone agrees that all of the pasik means this martika, means this tendon. Ki pligi all the mesizim, what all the mesizim means. That's the shayla. But everyone agrees that all in the pasuk taka means a this tendon does not mean meat. That's why bringing our right test machlekes. Toshima says the end of our mishnah. Rav Yehuda Eimer ha'olol ha'mechunis and yesh k'zayis malkam echa chayav malav. Rav Yehuda's mechadish that even though we're saying that this meat attached to nevela is not considered basa and therefore never could be nevela, all it could be is a tziruf for tumas oichlin. That's what could be combined for Tumas Eichlin for Kebeya, but it's never considered basa by itself. Rav Yehuda says that if you have enough meat stuck to this, whatever, not sure what this means, stuck to the R, well, let's assume that's all it means, if it's enough meat stuck to the R, so then it's considered an Avela. Vam Rav Huna, Vuhusha Kansu, it has to be that you are Machshvit, that means that you yourself were kindness, it didn't happen by itself, they landed with Kazai's meat in one place. You yourself gather it together, and that shows they not Mavatal it. So Bishlaman Yama Basar Shapatasi Asakin Hayan Dikhik Exais Mechayiv. If you learn that we're referring to all means the basar that was left over on the skin, then we understand if there's a kazayas that mechayiv for nevela because that's basar. Elamad Yama Artiko, but according to Man Yama that it's this vein, this tendon, Miyika Kazayas, my Hava, even if it has a kazayas, who cares? Eitz Balmu, it's a piece of wood. It's not edible. It's very hard. It's not really edible. So how can it be considered nevela? It's not basar. It's definitely not basar. So what's the status of nevela? Even if you have a kazayas, it's not basa. So here's a proof that the word olol in the Mishnah means basar, does not mean martiko, because martiko is eitz ba'alma, can never be nevela. Zok to Gemara, you're right. Libi Rabbi Yehuda lo pligi. There's no machlekes. All of Rabbi Yehuda definitely means basar. Ki pligi libi der Rabbanon. The machlekes is the olol of the Rabbanon that say mitzarif. We're not talking about nevela there. What's that olol? Rabbi Yehuda martiko, not mitzarif. Not only is olol vaday is mitzarif, because olol has a chance to even be meat if you have it exactly one place. But if not only all that's meat is mitzarif, but even martika, even all could also refer to martika, like the pasuk says, So that's also mitzvah. Rav Shlokesh Omar, dafka basar shapata al sarisak, and that could be mitzurif. Av martika loy mitzvah, it's not mitzvah at all. So it comes out like this. That Rav Yochanan and Rav Shlokesh in halacha agree that basar that's attached to the ar is mitzvah, and according to Rav Yehuda, even if it's gathered in a place as a kazayis, even could be tumas nevela. That both Rav Yochanan and Rav Shlokesh agreed to. The question is, does olal in the ratio of the Mishnah include martika, include this tendon? According to Rav Yochanan, includes this tendon. That also is shayach betziruf. Rav Shlokesh says no. The martika, he can never be mitzdarif, because it, since it's a eitz ba'almuhu, he never can be mitzdarif. He does not hold the Rav Yechon and holds the mitzdarif. Rav Yechon says, no, all means, all, because in the Krah, in the Pasuk, it means a martika, so all in the Mishnah means both. Avada Rabbi Yehuda, where it's handling in a veil of adir, has to be in basa. But the all in the Rashi Mishnah means both, basa and martika. And he says, that will be enough for tzir. But Rav Shlokesh says, no, that's a piece of eitz. It's not mitzdarif at all. So to Gemara, what exactly is this case that Basar Shapatas is Sakin? We're saying, and both of them agreed to this idea, that sometimes when you fillet the skin, Basar is left over. And we're saying that Basar is Mitzurif to a different piece of Eichel, to be considered Eichel. So the Shaila is, what exactly is the case? Hai Basar Shapatas is Sakin, Hechidami. Either Chashav Aleha, if you Dafka thought about, I want to eat this meat that's attached to the R, while I was filleting it, I said, no, that meat I want. So I feel about being afshar matame, even without any tziruf, even that alone will be matame if it has a shear. Because I was machshavit oichel. And if you're not machshavit, and you want to throw in the garbage, so betuli batle. So then you left it as part of the skin. So how can you mitzuruf? It's not meat anymore, it's part of the skin. So the Gemara, so therefore you mevatle it. And there's no chance it could be any type of oichel then. That's the problem. So if you choshev by itself, so then it has its own machshava, can make it into oichel. We find even an arsh shalku, it says, even skin, you can make into oichel. But if you're not, then it's bottle. And once it's bottle, so then you can't now make it into basa. So once it's bottle as part of the ar, how are you making it into basa? Zot Gemara, I'll tell you pshat, it's like this. Rav Avram, Rav Esha, Chad Amma, Miksos, Chishvulav, Chad Amma, Miksos, Potos, Chad, Miksos, Potos, Sakin. So let's take each teretz by itself. One case is miksasai chishuv alav. So Rash learns a case like this, that you only thought of making it oichel only part of this meat that's attached to the skin, but not all of them, not all these pieces of skin. And you didn't say which one's which. So the halacha is that if you take this piece of skin that has some meat attached to it, so if I thought about, let's say, 1 ounce of meat, so 1 ounce will be mitzurf to the kebeya. Even though I don't know where it is, it can be served to the Gemara. That's what Rashi learns. Rashi is the only Pirish. Rashi is the first wide line of the Gemara. But Pirish Ezek Sas Hilchot Kabeya Mine Loi Mekabel Toma. The Loi Chishva Kula. You didn't wear Mechashim everything. You only Mechashim a small amount. Avol Ki Mitzdarif Bahadish Aroich Le Mitzdarif Ahu Ksas Machshava De Ispe Lashlu Mashiri. You could use that to Mashlu Mashir. Frankly, Tais Rosh. What's the Chiddush? Of course, I'm saying you Machshav part of it. That should be considered Oichel. What's the Chiddush then of the Salacha? Therefore, Tos Sirosh has a different mahalach. Tos Sirosh says that here you can use all the basar attached to the ar as a tziruf. Why? Because I don't know where it is. So on all of it, I can be machshud oichel. But to be oichel by itself, no, because on my side, I didn't have machshav on everything. But I can use all of it for tziruf. That much, yeah. That's a Tos Sirosh mahalach. So it's an interesting chilek between the two things, but that's what he says, different than Rashi. He has a kashya Rashi, Ma'akim Rashi. And different he says, "V'nichel lefrushe." This is the lashon Tosfos Rosh. V'nichel lefrushe, kivin shechisheva miksasai, v'lo purish al eze. So therefore, ahanya machshavtoi, his machshava works. She itstarfu shneim yachtov. Both of them go together. Both these pieces lahashlam oichel achal kabeya. You use them for tziruf. Avakuli highly, how does she starf oisei on itself? That shleichisheva im oisei shechisheva lashlim kabeya. That itself it can't do. So that's how he learns this Gemara. So we have Chodesh Rashi and the Tosfos Rosh, how exactly to learn. And the next case, the same idea. When a Chaya leaves over some Basar, so there, when a Chaya rather fillets the animal, and now there's some Basar attached to that R, so then it's not bottle. Why? Because you didn't throw that basar out. The chaya is the one that did this flaying. And since it did this flaying, so therefore, it's not a rai that you mevatel it. Masha inken, when you do it, but a sakin yourself, you are being mevatel that. So here you have part that's not bottle, part is bottle, so halacha is a kibim mitzuruf. And it's the same halacha as Rashi and Tosfos Rosh. Rashi learns only that part that potosei chaya you could use. But according to Rashi, use everything because you don't know where it is. Let's see Rashi inside. Potase chaya, noshcha kelev a dildo min abasal tzara ar, v'achach shach then you shechted it, v'hiflet gam ha-sakin. You also filleted with a sakin. Oy, v'edua, you don't know which one is men pot chaya, v'ez a sakin. You don't know which one's the chaya, which one's the sakin. V'ahu to potase chaya loy batal, mistamam, because you didn't do that. But v'ahi the sakin batle medas. So therefore, but kulav lechashlo, you don't machshav anything. But since some of it is chashav, so then you could be mitzarav mitzad the oichlim. So according to Tosfos Rosh, that's pashut. The one that's good is good. But according to Tosfos Rosh, om pshat means you can use the other part altogether as a tzira for the kabbayim. So the Gemara vayta tan hasam. We learned in the Mishnah in Masechtas Tyrus, it says like this: Hacharatoim the beak. Vatzparnayim, the fingernails, mitamim umitamim umitstarfim. They have a din shomer. All these things have a din shomer, and therefore they can be mitama, and it means it gives out toma, it brings in toma, and it can be mitstarf for this year. So, for the Gemara, how can chartim be mitstarf? Chartim eats baamu. Chartim is a piece of wood, so it's mamish not edible. So, how is it mitstarf to this year? It seems like here. It'll be mitzdarif to the shear, maybe because you eat it together. So why should it be mitzdarif? It's a piece of eitz. With the beak, the bottom of the beak. Tachtonami eitz b'alma. The bottom of the beak is also hard. It's like wood. That there's a little membrane of skin on the top of the beak, and that is soft. So that part of the beak is edible a little bit. And if I eat that together with the boss, sometimes I eat that together with the boss, so therefore that will be mitzdarif to the shear kebay. It says in this Mishnah, in Masechtas Tyrus, Tzeparnayim, how is that edible? The place where the meat meets the fingernail, there it's very soft, and there's something that's eaten together with the meat. Now the Mishnah is, now the question on the Mishnah. Mishnah is Karnayim. Mishnah is horns. Horns are also considered tziruf. How you combine Karnayim with basa for the shira oichel? Horns are not edible. The place where you cut it and dam comes out, so that mokim, it's soft and it's eaten together with the basa sometimes. That's why it's mitzurav. Taisus speaks out. This word kanaim is going on the Mishnah. Look at Taisus. Hachisim a Mishnah b'tayrus acharitim v'atzpanaim v'tamim. Look at sin about kanaim. V'kanaim the mefarish barap papa b'somach amastisim the hakka. He's going on our Mishnah. That's why I spoke out. Kanaim is going back on the Mishnah. Zok the Gemara vayta. Said in the Mishnah, a new idea. Ki yotzibay hashoychet behema. If someone shechs a behema tamea for a guy. The halacha is that while it's mefarcheses, it has a din oichel already. Even though right now a goy is not allowed to eat it, because a goy is only allowed to eat it only after it's dead, because by him there's a din no din shchita, din nechira, and it's totally him being dead. Masha'inkin by a yid shchita alone, even if it's mefarcheses, even if it's still convulsing, considered royal achila. So now, if a yid who has a parish of shchita shechs a behemah tameya for the guy, he's giving it a shame oichel. He's machshav it as a shame oichel, and therefore it will be mekabel tumas oichlin even when it's still convulsing, even before it's actually dead. Even though, could we consider that even though the guy really can't eat it now, but since the yisra was machshav it into oichel because his shchita is machshav into oichel, that's enough. And zok to Gemara, Amar Rav Asi. Shoinim Yisrael b'tameya v'yavuchavim b'tahira. We'll see on the base that a Yisrael with a behemah tameya and a v'yavuchavim, a goy's shchita on a behemah tahira also is considered making it into oichel. That means that either the person is shayach b'shchita like a Yisrael and, well, let's say behemah tameya. It can't be talking about behemah tahira because in Taka it's royal achila. It's royal achila. It's not a chiddush. But a behemah tamei of a shchita of Yisrael, or a behemah tahir with a shchita of a goy, because the behemah shai of a shchita, it's possible to give it a shame oichel and it's mekabel tumah. Not that it's a good shchita, and a vad that's going to turn into an avela the minute it dies. But until it dies, it already has a shame oichel and it's not an avela yet. It's like in between. Both these things, the Yisrael b'tamei of a chav metahira, while it's convulsing, it's in between stage. It's not considered a mesa that it's an avela. Avada Tameya after it dies finally be an Avela because the Shkita doesn't work. It's not considered Avela, but it is considered a Shkita that enough that's considered an Oichel with the Machshava, considered Oichel B'Shas when it's after the Shkita until it dies. And after it dies, also considered Oichel, but then it's really has a shame Avela. So Shainim Yisrael B'Tameya V'Chavim B'Tahira Tzrichim Machshava. It needs Machshava to give it a shame Oichel, and it also needs Hechsher Mayim Makamacha. also needs hechsher, which means that in order to mekabel tumah has to get hechsher. There's dam here, and we know dam is machsher. It's one of the shiva mashkin. Zog Rashi, there's only two type of dams that are machsher. Either dam shchita, and here it wasn't a kosher shchita. Side by the goy and side by the yid on the tamei, it's not a kosher shchita. Therefore, that dam will not make hechsher. Or it has to be dam chalolim, which means you cut it in the back of the neck, cut the head off in the back of the neck. Here you cut it in the front of the neck, it's not considered dam chalolim. So therefore, it's only considered like a dam makah, and it's not considered dam for the zayin mashkin. Therefore, it needs hechsher mayim makam achav. Right, tomorrow, what is this basar need hechsher? Hechsher lomali, when you have a klal, that soifel l'tam tumah chamura doesn't need hechsher. Chosher soifel l'tam tumah chamura lo boy hechsher. And this piece of meat is soifel to become very chamadigat tumah. It's turning into a novella. In 2 minutes, it's turning into a novella. If it turns into a novella, then it can matama b'masek, matama odom. So it's tumah chamura. And the whole din in these hechsher is only something that never reaches tumah chamura. Like the Gemara doesn't explain. Where's the parish of Hechsher said? By Zroim. Zroim, which is Tvua, can never be Metama Adam. Why? Like Rashi explains, it can never become Ava Tumah. Even if it touches a mace, which is Aviyah versus Tumah, it does not become Ava Tumah. That means Zroma always a Rishon. It can't be a higher than a Rishon. And Rashi brings from a Pasuk, with the Pasuk's Mashma, only something that can get the higher Ideh Azah could come Ava Tumah. Therefore, this Zrom cannot become Ava Tumah, and that's where you need Hechsher. So, Maz Rom, Shein Seif, and Tamatum, Chamur, Tzrich, and Hechsher. I've called Shein Seif, and Tamatum, Chamur, Tzrich, and Hechsher. Why do we say by Nivlas Oiftar that in order to become a Shem Oichel needs a Machshava? And the reason why it needs a Machshava, Rashi explains on one base, is because we're talking about in the certain cities, in like little small cities, that they didn't eat Oif. They only ate Basa Behemoth. They didn't eat Oif there. Therefore, it needs Machshava to make it to Oichel. And it's another law of Eina Tricha Hechsher. Does not need Hechsher. What's the pshat in the hechsher? He says, you know why? Pnei, you know why? Top on base now. Shesoifel tamat tumah chamura. Because one day, if someone eats it, he'll be tamat tumah chamura. Because that's v'tama adam and it's v'tama begadim. So it's v'tama tumah chamura. So what's the kasha? The kasha is, why do we need hechsher? He said, shoinim that we need a hechsher for this behemoth that you're making a toyach. You need a hechsher. Why need a hechsher? It's soifel turned into novella and v'tamat tumah chamura. So the reason is because it's possible it'll never come to Machamura. How is that possible? Right now it's convulsing. Right now it's not in the veil yet. Until it dies. Right now, while it's convulsing, it cut up a bunch of small pieces. And then if it's a bunch of small pieces, when it dies, it's in the veil. It won't be in the veil because no kazais. You don't have a piece of kazais. And therefore it's possible to stop coming to Machamura. Masha Inkain, the oif is be'etzem inherently right now, Tama Tumachamura. If someone eats it, it becomes Tama Tumachamura. But this has a chance, it won't become, this piece of basar that's right now after Shechita and it's convulsing, it's not for sure going to be an Avela because you might cut into pieces, you could cut into pieces less than a kazayis. And the Ramban is bothered actually, he says, if you cut it into pieces, it'll turn into an Avela before you finish cutting all those pieces less than a kazayis because it's going to be mamash dead. That's the Ramban's Baal Batish question, very important question. But like a problem, that's what Rashi says. And Tosis argues a Rashi for a different reason. He says, what do you mean? I could mitzarf two pieces. So this is a little different shot. He says, Tosis says a different shot. It says, "V'yashlemi the hasam and avelo shemesa legamri mahani tziruf." Of a hacha, hoel v'seifa tamu tamu chamura achash a thomas shitzafeno lekazayis leyamin. You don't say because I can mitzaref it afterwards that will right. So this thing the way it is by itself, it won't become itself a tamu chamura because I can make it less than a kazayis. And I in the top Tosis also argues on Rashi. A little different mahalach, I didn't top Tosis, not for now. Tosis a little different mahalach in Rashi. But the bottom line is, we're saying, that's soifel tam tumah chamura. Why not? Because I can't less than a kazayis. Omle reyim l'arav zera, it comes out of Chizkiah's words that doesn't become an avail until it dies. Umiyam Chizkiah hachi, does Chizkiah say that's not considered dead until it dies? Va itmar, we learned, shachat ba shnayim, if you shechted, two simanim, my rov shnayim, vaydayim, my fachas, still convulsing. Chizkiah yomar, ein ala evarim. The halach is, it doesn't have a din evim rechai for a ben noyach. Even though for a ben noyach is no shoshin a shchita, for Yisrael is a shchita, but for goy it's not a shchita. So maybe it would be ista evim rechai. He says, no, it's considered mace. Rabbi Yechon Amar, yesh no evarim does have evim rechai. Chizkiah yomar, ein ala evarim, why macy? It's dead. It's dead, it's no evim rechai. It means right away after shchita, it's considered dead. Rabbi Yechon Amar, yesh no evarim, there is evim rechai, because it's not lav macy, it's not macy. So what do you see? You see it's considered dead, so why is it not an avela? That's a kasha chizkiya chizkiya. Chizkiya just said that's not available until after it's dead. That's why he said you can make it cut it less than a kazayis. And here and here you find chizkiya says there's no even rechai. It means he is mesa. Now Tosis points out they could have asked the kasha from a mishnah. The mishnah is clear that you could have asked on chizkiya from the mishnah. The mishnah is clear that it's mesa. That only b'shas misa is becoming available. Look, Tosis miyam chizkiya achi. The chizkiya chizkiya nichle lakshuye. Afik avda much lakshuye, but lav achim masnis the mctoni av loy tumas nevelos. A chizkiya dama meisi. Chizkiya says meisi is not even lachai, so ask kashma mishnah. You don't have to ask chizkiya himself, but it's better to ask chizkiya himself. So the kash is like what? That chizkiya says on top of it here, and the mishnah says it also, that an avail is only after it dies. And on the other hand, chizkiya is saying is, there's no even lachai. What do you mean? It's not dead yet, so there is even lachai. On Malay, so he answered, Rabbi Zera answered, I'll tell you pshat chizkiya. Omalei yotzom chalchaya, it's not alive anymore. So there's no even chay. Or chal mesa libas, it didn't come to mesa either. It's like in between. It's in between chaya and mesa. It's not a chay, no even chay. But it's not a mesa either, and therefore it's not available. So that's pshat and chizkiya. And Rav Yechon knows no, it's not. It's mamish chaya right now, and therefore there is even chay according to Rav Yechon. But chizkiya knows no even chay because it left chaya. It's not mesa. It's not available yet, but left chaya. Rav Yechon knows no, it's. It's in between. Rabbi Yochanan says no. It's still chaya. So if you're chizkiya, it's in between. And if you're Rabbi Yochanan, it's still chaya. So that's what comes out. B'chol Yisrael, chizkiya Rabbi Yochanan. Next tomorrow, we'll discuss that a little further.